you want to master your mind for investing? You do because you clicked on this video. Something has been holding you back. In today's video, we're going to dive deep into how to control your mind to become a real estate investor. Now, real estate investing isn't just about the brick and mortar components. In fact, I could care less about the specific details of a property, as long as it's safe, it's in good condition. What really matters, though, when it comes to investing is getting your mind right. I have talked to thousands of investors, and I can tell you this is a common theme. So in this video, you're going to learn about the critical connection between mindset and success for investors and how you can sharpen your mindset in order to reach financial freedom. Your mindset is how you think about yourself, think about your goals and the world around you. It also informs the way you perceive reality and respond to situations like negative situations that might pop up. Do you freak out and hide under the covers, bury your head in the sand, right? That's all tied to this. There are two different types of mindsets, fixed and growth mindsets. Let me repeat that. There are two different types of mindsets, fixed and growth mindsets. People who have fixed mindsets carry around a lot of limiting beliefs. When it comes to real estate investing, they think that building wealth is not for them. They may even verbalize things like, I'm bad with money, or money doesn't grow on trees. They believe their financial situation is unchangeable. They adopt these limiting beliefs and they stop themselves from even trying. Our thoughts and our words are very powerful. So if you have a fixed mindset, that can terribly hold you back. I know I was there. I grew up with the limiting beliefs around money, believing that money doesn't grow on trees. We're not the Rockefellers. We can't afford that. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s, late 20s, when I really had to get serious about changing that mindset. And when I did, everything changed for me. So those who have a growth mindset, however, believe in their ability to cultivate new skills, improve, and affect change in their life. They persist when facing setbacks, and they're open to feedback, and they approach challenges with curiosity. People who have a growth mindset are dedicated to learning. They view their mistakes as learning opportunities, not, oh my gosh, I'm throwing in the towel, I made a mistake. No, this is an opportunity to grow, to be stronger. Mistakes are not something that determines their value as a person. As you can imagine, having a growth mindset is more conducive to building wealth through real estate investing. Sometimes unexpected things happen. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to have a bad luck period along the way. But if you adopt a growth mindset, you're going to understand that these problems can be fixed, and you can see the value in learning a hard lesson in order to avoid similar mistakes down the road. Now, here's what it takes to adopt the mindset habits of a successful real estate investor. The best investors are visionaries. They start with a broad stroke strategy, and they develop detailed tactics to reach their goals, almost like reverse engineering it, right? They see it, and then they put in the action steps to get there. This is only possible with a growth mindset. People with a fixed or limited mindset can't do this. A growth mindset in real estate investment is about self-improvement through learning. Smart investors make a plan and then they adapt when they come across new information. And these are the best people to become friends with in your life, by the way. Do you know people that have just such a fixed, closed-off viewpoint of the world, and when presented with facts or new information, they ignore it? Well, here's new information about this. Why are you now ignoring it? How can you be friends with people like that, right? But the people with a growth mindset have the guts to recognize when they're wrong, and they quickly return to the drawing board. The next piece is that successful investors embrace the idea that not everything is under their control. Even in-depth research can't guarantee perfect outcomes. It's very likely that you're going to come across challenges like evictions and vacancies in your property. You're going to have an eviction at some point. You'll have a vacancy at some point. That's not the end of the world. That's just a part of the game. So instead of losing your grip on reality when things go wrong, you grasp what you can control and you work with the situation. We had a property where suddenly a water pipe burst near the street along a sidewalk. It was a $12,000 repair. We had to do it. And we didn't even know about it. It was under the ground and by the sidewalk. You would think, oh, the city would cover that. No. We had to cover it. Okay. We got control and we worked within the situation. Speaking of control, successful investors understand this important principle. You can't do everything on your own. Part of the growth mindset that successful investors have entails asking for help. Efficient investors hire accountants, lawyers, other professionals to harness their expertise. I don't know if you got a chance to see the new Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary on Netflix. We watched it a few months ago. And what he points out is he absolutely was not a self-made man. He had so much help along the way to get where he was, from his trainers to his nutritionists to the people in Hollywood, all of them. He says, I'm not a self-made man, but he worked within those constraints and he built up the body and the mind and all of those pieces. But he said, I'm not a self-made man. I needed help. So they drop their ego and they accept the aid of other people. This is important because they know this will help them reach their goals faster. Finally, perhaps most importantly, successful real estate investors are confident. They're risk aware, but they're not risk averse to planning and taking risks to reach their goal. You have to do that. The good news is, no matter your starting point, we all hold the potential to change our mindsets. But how do you actually implement these mindset shifts? Well, I have a 6-step process I'm going to share with you right now. Number one, acknowledge your mindset blocks. The first step to changing your mindset is realizing that you have some deep-rooted beliefs that are negatively impacting you. Write down any limiting beliefs you hold about money, your capabilities, and your potential for success. I recommend reading a book called Happy Pocket Full of Money. It's a fantastic book, and it really might change your brain around money and maybe your fears around money. Again, I had a lot of fears around money growing up. It wasn't until I sat down and realized, like, where are these fears coming from? I've been programmed since childhood that money doesn't grow on trees. We can't afford that. Well, what if I flip that? And it was that awareness that, oh my gosh, this has been programmed into my brain. Well, what if I change the programming? And everything changed for me. Number two, set realistic goals. You're not going to change your mindset overnight. And in fact, you probably have some tendencies and limiting beliefs that are going to rear their ugly heads for years to come. But once you have an awareness around your mindset, you'll be more likely to stop the negative thinking in its tracks. Number three, ask for help. Like my Arnold Schwarzenegger example, have the audacity to reach out to other people you can learn from specialists in their fields to investors that you look up to. Once you understand how connecting with others can help you accelerate your progress, your readiness to learn will grow. Call them up. Here's a secret about wealthy people and successful people. They love to talk about themselves. Right? So offer to take them out to lunch. You really are interested in how they built their business. You're just starting out. You don't know anything. And you really want to pick their brain. Can I take you out to lunch next Thursday when you have some time? I'd love to learn how you built your business. They are going to say yes. Number four, take action. The only way to progress towards your goals and build confidence is through taking action. Just start moving forward and take one step at a time. Number five, celebrate your successes. Even the smallest win should be celebrated. This will help you train your mind to focus on the positives. When I was buried in debt and made a switch to get out of debt and refocus my mind, I had like 6 or 7 credit cards written down on a spreadsheet. And I was going after that one that had the lowest balance. And once I paid that one off, now I only had 5. And it was a huge success. And I remember cheering that night and celebrating that night, because that was a big win. I know I still had 5 or 6 other credit cards to pay off, but I just knocked one of them off the list. It might seem small, but it was a big victory to me. Number six, the final tip is the hardest. You must embrace failure. Mistakes are inevitable in real estate investing. How you approach them is everything. So give yourself some time to be disappointed. Okay, recognize it. Let it wash over you. Wow, that was a really big mistake. Wow, that stinks. Then sit down, analyze it, and find ways to do it better next time, right? It's like a child falling down, falling down, falling down. We learn from falling down. When my kids were skiing for the first time and I was teaching them, I said, I want you to fall down as many times as you can today. And my kids looked up at me like, what? You want me to fall? Yeah, the more times you fall, the stronger of a skier you become. Establishing the right mindset is crucial for investors, but it's hard to change your entire belief system over the span of a YouTube video. That's why I have a 9-module course created for anyone who wants to create financial freedom. It's called the Financial Freedom Academy. And I developed it with my wife, Natalie, after long years of restrictive jobs, stressful budgeting. We put everything we learned into this course to help others avoid our mistakes and reach their definition of financial freedom. Inside the course, you're going to find 30-minute modules around topics like money mindset, assets and liabilities, and more. You'll even take a deep dive into your current situation and find ways to turn it around. We also have an exclusive Facebook group full of supporting and networking opportunities. So again, you can sign up at thefinancialfreedomacademy.com today and try it out. Changing your mindset around financing and investing is a complex topic. I hope this video gave you the tools you need to start transforming your mindset, squash some limiting beliefs, build wealth through real estate investing. If you got a lot of value out of this video, don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the channel. And we'll see you in the next video, everyone.